Good afternoon. It is April 12th, 2022. We have questions that we were asked today in the leadership meeting of Blueprint, the season that we have young children and no time for mom and dad, so to speak, how we deal with conflict and resolve it. How did you navigate quality time in the seasons where kids took up almost all your time and energy? And I said after bedtime, or they were put down for bed, sofa talks, movies, and occasional drink dates on the porch. How did you deal with disagreements when kids were present? I wrote, communication is key, but not communicating in love and not criticism, I guess. Some criticism is natural, but I just remember someone told me you praise publicly and you criticize privately. So that's a very important thing to bring up. How do you make your husband feel special? How does he make you feel valued? And I said, knowing the five languages, actually food, I would say, is quality time and acts of service. Food, good food. And appreciation and adoration. I think that husbands really need admiration and appreciation every day. I would just say, it's good to know your people that you love, their love languages, whether it's gifts, touch, acts of service, quality time, or words of affirmation, and to go for their love language. It's very easy to give your own love language to other people when you're trying to give them love. But if you know what makes them feel loved, then you do what makes them feel loved. Also, I wanted to just say there's Gary Smalley also wrote the five steps of forgiveness, and it is, I am sorry, I was wrong. How can I make amends? I will try not to do it again. And will you forgive me? And that's very important for you and your loved ones to learn five steps of forgiveness. How has respect and biblical submission shaped your marriage in a world that shouts for equality? And I would say the buck stops with someone, and it is the head of the household, which is the man. He is subject to the Lord. Ultimately, if he is a believer, and so the Lord should really direct the ultimate decision, which I would say is the man's responsibility. So, I guess some people say the head is turned by the neck and the neck is the woman, but biblically, the head is the man and the body is the wife. Anyway, I hope this is helpful, and I just wanted to share my thoughts with the leadership team at Blueprints. Blessings. Bye-bye.